Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fifth day of the month of Adar. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We greatly appreciate your support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Katanik of the Las Vegas Kollel Shul in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Katanik slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed, as always, by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katanik.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Many people may be aware that there's a computer currency called Bitcoin. It's a cryptocurrency on the computer that is rising rapidly. It has gone up in extraordinary, surprising heights. Now over $50,000 for Bitcoin. There are some people who have purchased that many moons ago, and they have some of those Bitcoin from when it was much, much lower. And in order to access your account, you have to have a password. The problem is no one could possibly imagine that it would rise so extraordinarily high. And some of these people, this is in one of these articles, have forgotten their passwords. They have no access to this great valuable Bitcoin that they have, some of them worth in the millions of dollars. They have lost their password. They don't know what it is. They can't access this treasure that they have. So what do? They took their hard drives, their computer hard drives, they put them in bags, they put them in safes. They're not giving up. They tried some passwords. They don't know what is the right one. They're not giving up. Who would give up on something which is so valuable? So they've taken their computer hard drives, they have put them in a safe, and in the hopes, and eventually down the road, they'll be able to access this treasure that they have, but they can't access. We don't give up so quickly. What happened with the Jewish people at Har Sinai, Mount Sinai? They had an extreme closeness with Hashem, with God. When he revealed himself and spoke to the Jewish people were on an extraordinarily high level, and they experienced a tremendous closeness with Hashem. What happened afterwards? They had the Egel Hazav, the golden calf, the sin of the golden calf, where they descended terribly from that high status. The response of the Jewish people was they gave up hope. The Medrash refers to the fact they gave up hope of ever achieving this closeness with Hashem, the closeness they experienced at Har Sinai and Mount Sinai after the sin of the golden calf. They thought they would never return. They gave up on ever thinking that they had that closeness again. And we know that you only give up on something which is so dear and so precious if you really, really, really think there's no chance. If you have any small iota of a chance, you do what those people with Bitcoin did. They put it in a safe and they hope that they could somehow access it. But the Jewish people gave up hope. They thought that it's all over. This generation of that lived in the desert, the Dor HaZeah, was one of the most brilliant generations of the Jewish people, thought that it's all over. With their understanding, we have no more chance of ever achieving closeness with Hashem. That's how they felt. And they, with their brilliant understanding, truly believed that there's zero hope. Don't even put this away. There's no safe. There's no hope. There's no chance of achieving closeness with Hashem. What's Hashem's response? This week's parsha, the Asuli Mikdash B'Shachan B'Shachan. Hashem says, make for me a mikdash, make for me a sanctuary, so that I may dwell amongst you. And the Medrash continues to quote from Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, with the metaphor of Hashem standing outside, talking to the beloved, saying, please open up. Open up the door. Please open up. Let me in. My head is wet. from the rain, let me inside. The response of Hashem is diametrically opposed to what the Jewish people imagine, and that is, please let me in. I want to asul mikdash, build for me a sanctuary so I can dwell amongst you. Hashem's response is more than just, okay, we can make up. Okay, we can rejoin. Okay, we can have that closeness again. It's even more than that. Hashem's response is, please let me in, as if it's up to us, as if He's begging for our allowance to re-enter into our lives. And we can infer from this, the love that Hashem has for us, for the Jewish people, is so powerful and so deep, it's beyond our comprehension. It was beyond the comprehension of even the Dorothea, the generation of the desert that witnessed and experienced our sin and experienced Mount Sinai. They were brilliant understanding Hashem at levels we can't comprehend. They, with their brilliant thought, it's all over. There is no hope. And the response of Hashem says it's not only is there hope, not only is the love of Hashem so powerful, so there, that wants for their relationship, that Hashem even asks us to have and to continue that relationship. And we can see from there the great love Hashem has for the Jewish people beyond the comprehension of certainly of us and even of that great generation. Those people have been in this call for all these months and certainly are calling in right now, clearly appreciate the weight of the situation that's going on, even though, thank God, Baruch Hashem, things are moving in the right direction. We still appreciate the weight and the severity of the challenges ahead. And that's why you're still participating on this call, still participating in the Tehillim for people. And at that point, also, I'd like to thank the OU for arranging this. It's really a wonderful, wonderful program, giving so many people the opportunity to join together in tefillah and prayer and davening to Hashem. And as Hashem is hidden now, as we still appreciate and feel the challenges ahead, and we recognize that Hashem is not revealed as has been in our past history, his hand is hidden, and we don't see his involvement. We need to remember this lesson: Asul mikdash v'shachanti v'sochem, make for me a mikdash and I'll dwell amongst you. That even when we think that Hashem's love is over and gone, we can't possibly renew a relationship with Hashem. We need to bear in mind this lesson of the Jewish people when they thought that same thought about the relationship with them and Hashem, that Hashem's love is well beyond our comprehension. His great love for us is deep and abiding and more than we can ever imagine. And especially in these times now, we can use this understanding, this lesson, that we may not see it immediately, we may not see it right now, but that love is there, it's tremendous love, and we cannot maybe even comprehend and appreciate, understand it, but it is, in fact, there and well beyond our comprehension. We're now going to say Tehillim, Chaf Gimel, on page number Chaf Gimel, 23. And please have in mind anyone who would like to have in mind it. I'd also like to say my father is actually recovering from COVID. Baruch Hashem is off a ventilator and making steady improvements, but please have in mind as well. Page Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmar leDavid Adonai roi lelechzor. Binos deshe yarbitzeni. Amin luchos yina haleni. Nafshi shoved yanchini v'maglei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elech b'gei talmoves lo ivara ki ata imadi. Shiftucho mishantecha, heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefonai shulchon neget somaroi, bishantav Hashem en roshi, kosi revoyo. Ach tov ochesed, yirmdefuni, kol yemei chayoi, bishachti b'veis Adonai, liyomech yomim. Now we're going to do Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalo, Sesoy Nayel Heorim, Mayayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mayim Adono, Yosei Shomayim Baharet, Al Yitain Lamot Maglecha, Al Yonom Shomarecha, Hine Lo Yonom Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomarecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Yadiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh, Lo yateka riya reyach baloyla. Adonai yishmarcha mikom ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar, Tzeichar Vorecha, Me'ata, Yad Olam. And I'm going to say Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimamakim, Kirasicha, Adonai. Adonai Yishmar, Dekoli, Yigenot Necha, Kashuvos, Lekol Chach, Adonai. Ima Vonos, Mishmar Yah, Adonai, Mi Yamot. Ki imecha hatzlicha l'man yorei. Ki visi Adonai kiveso nafshi v'lidvaro hochi. Nafshi Adonai v'shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachetet harbei mofidot. Who is this, Yisrael, Mikol Avonoso? Now I go to say to Misha Berach, and please insert any names that you'd like to add at this pause. Misha Berach, Avosina, Abram Yisrael, Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Zavidu Shlomo, Yivarech, Rape, Esach, Oli. Bahur, go call you Spalo, Bahura. The Sadak, whether Spalo, Fuli Malirah, the Malayam, Lachimur, Malapos, and Mahantika, Mahayosam. You talk with an arrow, of course, when Mahol, Menachemayam, Mahola, Berea, Maholki, Dame, but so sure, Holy Israel, before I send Epesh, before I send Pastor Bible, it's time for it, the Domar, okay. And I'm going to recite Achinu, Achinu, Kobesh Israel, and Asunim, the Tsarra of Shivya, Homed in vain by Yom, or vain by Abasha. Hamokom Yerachem Aleim Yotziyim Tzomer Lerbachom Yafel Olorav Shiko Tzidula Hashto Bagalov Uzman Kaviv Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katanik. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered Latova for good. And may the Ribono Sholam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Golkowitz of Abbas Shalom in Brooklyn, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.